This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Let's get right to it.
No.
All right, there's a motion on the table. It's been seconded. If there's no further discussion, please indicate your vote.
And what is the exact language of that
this
motion?
Change from 13 to 30.
A 13 to 30.
Construction of 30.
Yeah.
Construction of 30.
All right, please indicate your vote. Motion carries 3-2.
Oh, that was it last night. Motion carries 3-2. The voice of Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris, who will join us live in just a few minutes here. A significant development last night at the Charlottesville City Council meeting regarding the water issue. Has the county finally won? Hoss Spencer of the Hook was there, and he joins us live in studio on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Help us make sense of this. What happened last night? This was a major, major event in this ongoing water debate, was it not?
That's actually a good question. According to the, I almost wasn't even there because according to the city council agenda, they were just like looking at some report from Judith Mueller, the public works director, and so I really had no idea that anything monumental would be occurring. In fact, on the agenda, it just says report water supply, and you know, it was just kind of a rundown of what's been going on. So I think the mayor was kind of blindsided. She kind of shows you how the mayor in our form of government really has not much more power than any other councilor.
Yeah.
When a majority wants to do something.
Yeah, it's so much for the conservative critics who say that those Democrats in Charlottesville are always on the same page and always conspiring. And, you know, always in lockstep. That is far from the truth. It was clear that perhaps David Brown and Satyendra Hooja and Kristen Sakos had something in mind when they went into that meeting and orchestrated this this surprise vote.
Well, actually, it's an interesting point. Mr. Hooja had prepared remarks, which he was reading from. So clearly he was prepared. As for the other two, I can't say. But I did take a picture of the vote board when it was over, because it was very unusual to have X's on different sides. Usually it's just like XXXX all down one side or the other, yes or no.
Yeah. And this was definitely a 3-2 vote. We're talking with Hoss Spencer. It's 4:11, and we'll be talking about this major development in the first hour today. We'll also be joined by Jeff Looney of the Jefferson Papers in the 5 o'clock hour, as well as Ken Bernstein with an update from the Virginia General Assembly. So what was the vote? What exactly happened last night, Hoss?
Well, there was a motion put forward by, I guess it was
David Brown
to ask the Rivanna Water and Sewer Authority to move forward on building a 30-foot height increase in the existing Ragged Mountain Dam. I don't know the exact height, but it would raise the pool of our current Ragged Mountain Dam, which is kind of a small thing.
No, it's been a confusing thing because there's been a lot of numbers flown around for years about this. But the long and the short of it is that Brown, Hooja, and Sakos basically abandoned the Norris plan, did they not? And went with something more akin to what the county wants, a new dam at Ragged Mountain, not adding to the height of the existing dam, but a new earthen dam and a really big one.
Well, most likely it would be a new dam, although I believe they're still going to be looking at some information from Black and Veatch.
They're not talking about adding 30 new feet to the existing dam.
One would tend to doubt that, but you never know, because this, I don't think anyone's ever really spec'd out a 30-foot dam. In fact, that was one of the things that riled up one of the engineers in the audience. He was shouting from his seat at Councilor Kristen Sakos. He said he wanted to know, you know, how much water a 30-foot dam would bring, because in none of the reports has there ever been a construction proposal for a 30-foot dam, and she didn't answer his question.
Yeah. In fact, she said something akin to, well, that just feels like a good number. Was that the money quote?
I didn't write that part down, but I remember hearing that, and I remember afterwards people were saying, she said it felt right or something. And
yeah.
And the suggestion was, you know, you're not supposed to make these decisions on feelings.
Right. We invited Kristen Zekos to join us this afternoon. She was unable, but she did confirm for a time next week. So we will look forward to talking with her and giving her ample opportunity to explain what is essentially a change of mind on the part of her and Satyendra Ahuja and David Brown changing their mind. I guess one of the big questions is about dredging. It sounded like, I listened to the audio of this conversation last night, it sounded like they still wanted dredging to contribute to water supply, which is something the county has said, no, we don't want to do that.
You know, politicians often say they want lots of things, but Mayor Norris himself said after the vote that the majority's action renders dredging superfluous in the wake of such a massive reservoir. It would actually be a waste of money at this point to dredge.
But then why go dredge? Yeah.
Yeah. So he was very disappointed, but he clearly didn't see it coming.
We're talking with Haas Spencer of The Hook. You can read the full story online at readthehook.com. Dave Norris is on the road today at the National Meeting of Mayors in Washington, D.C., but he has confirmed that he will join us in just a couple of minutes here on the program. So we're looking forward to getting his perspective. And Haas, let's ask him point blank, did he know this vote was coming?
I don't think he did. I mean, I didn't know it was coming. I had had two or three beers over at the CNO moments before.
Not you.
Yeah. I had a dinner meeting, and actually a dinner business meeting where I put down three pints, and I thought, oh, I'll just go by city council. It's always interesting over there. And I stumbled into this surprise vote.
Yeah.
So as it turned out, I was the only reporter who reported on this, which is a really big deal.
Yeah.
And
that's why it's not getting much play today. And yet those of us who've been following this water supply debate, we're like, oh, my gosh, what in the world happened at city council last night?
Yeah.
It would appear that a lot of folks are saying, well, I shouldn't say a lot of folks. That's sloppy. Some of the supporters of the Norris plan have said that this is basically a capitulation on the part of the city, that they're caving into to the county's interest and the county's no compromise position.
Well, Coy, it had long been believed that the three who voted this way last night had that on their mind, but hadn't quite mustered the nerve to do it. They were always kind of waiting for that one last study, and the city council did commission some extra studies. Most recently, there was something from a firm called Black & Veatch, which showed that repairing the spillway on the existing dam and building on top of it wouldn't cost as much as had earlier been feared and was eminently feasible. And Mayor Norris took that as a huge breakthrough and as evidence that his plan was the best one, because it really relied on fixing the spillway, raising the dam just a little bit, and then, of course, dredging, which
all of which together would give you, an enormous supply of water without having to spend an extra tens of millions of dollars to build a whole new reservoir.
Yeah, something on the order of 30 to 40 years worth of water supply. And what so angered the dredging fans was that now dredging looks to be pushed aside, while dredging just looked so cheap. You know, we had a guy from a dredging company come into Charlottesville last year who said that we're sort of a laughing stock of America. They go to conferences and they laugh about Charlottesville because we're the community that once portrayed dredging our little reservoir as costing more than a recent contract to dredge the Panama Canal. There was one estimate of a $250 million.
To dredge the South Fork of the Ravenna Reservoir. Paul Spencer is live in studio, and we're joined live on the program with Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris. His thoughts about what happened last night, a very significant development in the water debate issue. Dave, I want to ask you about your thoughts about what happened, but first I'm just wondering, did you know this vote was coming last night?
We had scheduled a discussion about, you know, what direction to proceed with the water plan. I didn't realize that the three councilors were preparing a motion. It's apparent that they had planned it out amongst themselves, and a motion was made, and you heard the outcome.
Yeah. I guess that's the very definition of being blindsided. What were your thoughts, Dave, about the results, and what does this mean?
Well, you know, it's obviously very disappointing. that they would have reneged on a vote they took just a few months ago in September, especially when, you know, everything we've heard since September has reinforced, I think, the validity and the wisdom, if you will, of the vote that was taken to do a more phased-in approach rather than build a large new dam and to use dredging to help supplement the water supply. The one other thing that has happened since September is the county dug in their heels. And I think what you saw last night was that when somebody digs in their heels and is obstinate, then occasionally they get their way, and that's what happened.
We're talking with Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris. Hawes Spencer of The Hook is also live in studio. Hawes?
Well, it seems a little puzzling, if the numbers are to be believed, why they took that vote, given that the water demand continues to fall. It's now 22% below what it was a decade ago, and the prognosis is for more and more water-saving appliances to be inserted into people's homes as people renovate. So it was and surprising to me, I guess, because the city seems to hold the right to do what it wants with the Ragged Mountain Natural Area and could just forbid the county from expanding that way.
Yeah. Dave, what are your thoughts on the future of the Ragged Mountain Natural Area, what this means for the forests in that area, and also the point that Hawes raised about diminishing uses and need for water? How do we pay for all this new infrastructure if less and less people are actually going to be buying water?
Well, those are very good questions, Coy. And, you know, the reality is that water use has been declining. We are getting smarter about the way we use water. One of the arguments for using a more phased-in approach was that it would encourage further efforts to incorporate new technology and new practices, get smarter, even smarter than we already are about efficiency and conservation. When you overbuild and you oversupply, then it obviates the need to do that. And then you have, untold gobs of water that there's really no impetus at that point to be smart about saving water. It also takes off the table, as far as I'm concerned, the real financial argument for dredging the South Fork Rivanna Reservoir, given the fact that we're now going to build a large new dam, which I expect will end up being closer to 45 feet than to 30 feet once the county responds, really it doesn't make financial sense, at least, to dredge the reservoir because we won't need the additional water that would provide.
Yeah, and as far as the forests in the Ragged Mountain Natural
right.
Area, we're talking about basically the majority on City Council last night green-lighted the destruction of that forest.
Yeah, it's the difference between people say, well, what's another 17 feet? The city was the original vote back in September was a 13-foot increase, and they say, well, what's the big deal? It's just another 17 feet, but there is a big difference. The project sort of takes a quantum leap after 13 feet for a couple reasons. One of which is it brings the reservoir under the Interstate 64, so you have to invest millions of dollars on infrastructure to on the embankment there at the where it comes under the interstate. You also have to create access roads to that construction site, which is going to tear up the forest. Of course, you're going to do much more damage to the forest with a much larger reservoir. You're going to have increased costs of the additional height of the dam itself. So there is a significant difference between a 13-foot rise and a 30-foot rise. And again, I fully expect that the county will come back and say 30 feet's not enough. We need 42 feet, which is what they've been saying all along, and they're going to dig their heels in on that. And I will not be surprised to see if the council goes along with it.
We're talking with Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris. A very significant vote last night, a split vote in Charlottesville City Council chambers, 3-2, to essentially support the interests of the county. So I guess, Dave, before we let you go, the last question would be, some of the most vocal supporters of a bigger dam and a big new reservoir at Ragged Mountain and abandoning dredging at South Fork have been the developers in the county, and clearly interests on the Board of Supervisors have advocated their position quite strongly and literally without compromise. Have we seen then a vote, a majority of Charlottesville City Council siding with developers in the county? Is that what's happening here?
Well, you know, that's one way to interpret it. The one thing I keep saying, though, is that the city's plan actually would not have restricted water for growth that's to come in Albemarle County. And so that was always a falsehood that, you know, the city's plan essentially said, you know, if there is growth and if we end up needing more water, we'll build additional capacity. But let's not build it right now and incur a lot of debt right now that we don't need for many, many decades to come. So, but I don't know whether or not they consciously or subconsciously ended up siding with the growth lobby. The end result is that the vote is the vote that the most of what the growth lobby has been asking for, and I'm sure they're quite pleased.
Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris. Dave, thank you for taking some time out. I know you're very busy and you're on the road. We appreciate you stopping in.
All right. Thank you, guys. Take care.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.